Here is an undeniable reality. A lot of parents don't particularly want to send their kids to public schools in Kansas City right now. It's not exactly news. For some, it's about the accreditation issues, the struggles of urban school districts like Kansas City, here and elsewhere. For others, it's actually more straightforward than that. There isn't a school in their neighborhood. And in Midtown, some families are trying to change that. Good morning, Kansas City. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. This is Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison. It's just at the very early stages, but a group is trying to begin a conversation about starting a new school, just about from scratch. So where do you start? What do you do? And maybe more to the point, why? Joining us to talk about that are two folks involved in that effort, Andrew Johnson and Kristen Littrell, both members of the Midtown Community School Initiative. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Ashley Hand. She's been part of an effort already well underway to open a new school in the Hale Cook Elementary Building in Waldo. We'll check in with her about where that stands. Welcome to you, Ashley.
Good morning.
So let's start with this. Andrew and Kristen, what are you trying to do? Andrew?
Sure. I think the main thing that we are trying to do is to say a community can support its own school. And we are wanting to see neighborhood kids going to the same school together, whereas on my current block there are 18 kids, and six families send their kids to six different schools, and that not only makes the school situation more challenging, but also makes it more challenging to have a real sense of community when the kids are going all different directions.
Now, what neighborhood do you live in, Andrew?
I live in South Hyde Park.
Okay, so you're in South Hyde Park. Kristen, where are you?
We're in Valentine.
Okay, so you're in Valentine. Where did the two of you and others get this crazy idea that the thing we need to do is start a new school of our own?
I think, what happened is Andrew actually kind of sent out a message to some friends, and a friend of my friend got it and passed it on to me because we had been kind of talking with families for a couple of years saying, you know, when you live in Midtown, you get asked almost daily, what are you going to do about schools? And so I think we kind of came together and said, what if we stopped saying, what are you going to do about schools? And instead said, what are we going to do about schools? Because it's one thing when you're sitting in your living room and you've just gotten letters that you got waitlisted at all the schools you were interested in. For a single family to feel like they can find a solution to that feels really overwhelming. But I think if you bring 20 or 30 or 80 of those families together, then with collective action, it becomes a lot easier to do something about it.
Now, when you say waitlisted, you're speaking of private schools that they might want to get their kids
mostly
into.
Charter schools.
Charter schools under the auspices of the Kansas City Public Schools.
The charter schools are publicly funded but privately run.
So why is there not already a school in this neighborhood? I guess that's maybe the most obvious question. Is that a dumb question?
No, I would say there are actually a number of schools where the kids in Midtown currently go. But, for instance, if I was to send my kid to the assigned neighborhood school for the Kansas City, Missouri School District, where they have my block districted, we would be going to 81st and Oak to Hartman Elementary, which is 6 miles away from my house.
Quite a ways from South Hyde Park.
Right. And so that would mean that I and other parents would have a very hard time being involved in our kids' education. It means more time on a bus for our kids. And it means that a school that is meant to be a core part of a community is removed physically from the rest of our community.
Has something changed recently that suggests this is the right time for doing this? I mean, this has actually been the way it has been for a while, right?
I do think it has been this way for a while, but I think you kind of are seeing this renaissance in downtown and in Midtown, and I think you're seeing a lot of young families who want to live in Midtown or in the urban core of Kansas City, and they want to stay and they want to raise their kids in these diverse neighborhoods that are walkable and bikeable and busable and close to every cultural attraction that makes Kansas City great. And so I think that there's enough of us that are going, hey, we want to live here and we want to stay here, and so let's do it. Like, let's find a way to do that together. And I think you see a lot of trajectory in that way. I mean, there have been a lot of great charter schools that have started. I think that Hale Cook has definitely been an encouragement to us to say, well, they did it in Brookside and Waldo, so surely we can do it too. So I think that that's the enthusiasm behind it. Families want to live in the city.
I guess some people are probably wondering, as you mentioned, there are other schools. Why not sort of get involved in those schools? Why not make the existing schools better? Why not, as parents? I mean, you mentioned the distance, and surely that is, Andrew, a legitimate concern, but you could drive 5 miles to go help out at a school at 81st and Oak. Why is it so important that it be in your neighborhood?
I actually think that, that one of the options we are exploring is to partner with an existing school. We had this large meeting with a lot of community members a few weeks ago where we, our core team, kind of laid out several options as we see as a path forward to having a community school. But I would say no matter which direction we choose, whether it's partnering with an existing school or starting a new school, the main value that we've really identified is that value of being part of the physical geographic community, and that having benefits that will spill over into the kids' education and spill over into the rest of the community.
Well, one of the projects that that the Midtown Group is drawing some inspiration from is the experience of the Hale Cook Elementary School. Ashley Hand, you've been very involved in that effort to open a new school in Waldo. For those who maybe haven't heard about this project, let's start at the end. Where is it now? What is happening with the school that is scheduled to reopen in the old Hale Cook building?
Well, we're actually an open and live school this year. We're a school within a school at Hartman Elementary, so we have a full kindergarten class and several first grade students who are enrolled as Hale Cook students, and they will move into the Hale Cook building next year following some renovations on the building.
How did you come up with the idea, you and others, to start this project?
You know, it was a vacant building sitting in the neighborhood. A bunch of community members and neighbors approached then school board member Derek Ritchie to ask what the future of the building was. They worked together to kind of figure out what the needs and desires of the community were. And essentially, everyone decided that they really felt it was important that they had a school as an option in the neighborhood.
Now, how long ago was that? When did that start?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. So that's not all that long, right?
No, we've done a lot of work, and it's been a huge community effort to make this happen.
I'm curious about your experience working with the school district, so beginning about 3 years ago. You said you went to a school board member. What was the initial response?
I think the school board was very receptive initially. I think they're very excited to see families who want to come back to the district. We did have a very different administration at the time, and I think the changes we've seen since Dr. Green came on board have really created a paramount shift that have made this possible. We have a true partnership with our district right now because we both believe that the success of our schools is contingent on community involvement.
One of the ways you fostered that community involvement was actually to start your own nonprofit organization,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we started really casually and informally as a bunch of parents meeting at coffee shops and then hosting series of community meetings that grew. And we realized that we needed a better mechanism. And so we decided that in order to sustain the effort beyond just opening the school, but to help support a live and vibrant school well into the future, we wanted a nonprofit to be created around it.
You know, we're talking about the school district, and Ashley mentioned Dr. Green, Dr. Stephen Green, the superintendent of Kansas City Public Schools. School district has had some pretty well-documented challenges. It certainly is operating without accreditation right now, although on this program a couple weeks ago, Dr. Green announced that that is well on its way to recovering, he reported to us. Even so, the system has struggled a lot. Why go this route when the district has been less than fully successful?
Well, I think first we're considering multiple options.
We
kind of, at the community meeting, we presented four pathways forward, two of which involved working with the current school district and two involved different versions of a charter school option. So we are still considering multiple options and haven't committed to any yet. But I would say that we do see the district making strong improvements. We feel like they really are going in the right direction. And we also feel like ultimately, a city can't thrive without strong public schools. And so we, regardless of which pathway we go down, we still need and hope for and, you know, support strong public schools.
Yeah, and I would add, too, that especially seeing the work that Ashley and the group with Hale Cook has done, they've made a very strong case for working with the district so that it is a very viable option that's still on the table for us because of seeing what they have done.
Ashley?
And I would just add that our original model was based on a school in Chicago, the Nettlehorst School, and we looked at a book that was written, How to Walk to School, about working with a failing school and how do you revitalize and bring people back. And I think what we saw there was an opportunity to work within the district and to build up from within and to support the things that are very good that are going on at the district as well by also being able to serve someone as direct advocates, change the PR around our public schools a little bit by being involved, being in the buildings, and understanding what's really happening there.
That's Ashley Hand. She's been part of an effort to start a new school in the Hale Cook Elementary Building in Kansas City, Missouri, in the Waldo neighborhood. Also joined by Andrew Johnson and Kristen Littrell today on Central Standard here on KCUR. They're part of the Midtown Community School Initiative, just at the very early stages of contemplating what a new school in the Midtown area might look like. Where are you thinking about? Obviously, you haven't necessarily come to conclusions about that, but Midtown is a pretty broad term.
Midtown is a pretty broad term, and we still haven't defined clear boundaries. Boundaries is something that we want to be really sensitive about and really thoughtful about, because in Kansas City, there has been a lot of negative things that have happened when you start talking about boundaries and lines. And so, but we, right now, we've been defining Midtown very broadly as Union Station south to Brush Creek and from State Line all the way east to 71. Eventually, those boundaries would be certainly too big for one school.
Yeah. I mean, talk a little bit more about that. You're alluding to problems that have happened when you start getting into issues of boundaries. Say more. What do you mean?
Well, I think that it's one of our core values when we think about what school we hope for our kids is that it would be diverse and that it would reflect the fabric of Midtown. And we believe that Midtown is a diverse place. That's why a lot of us chose to live here and want to raise our kids here. So we want a school that serves Midtown to reflect that diversity.
And if you look at the history of particularly Troost Avenue, you know, now it is known as a clear racial dividing line, but school boundaries have a large part of how that came about. And so I think that's something that we want to really find a way to say we want a diverse school and to not just reaffirm that history of drawing lines that will exclude.
I want to invite our listeners to be part of the conversation. What do you think about starting a new school in Midtown? Would you send your own kids? Is this really a need? And what would you want organizers like Andrew and Kristen to be thinking about as they move forward in this process? Give us a call at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also email us at centralstandard@kcur.org. Curious about the response you're getting in the Midtown community. Are folks excited to have a school in the neighborhood?
Yeah, it's been, really overwhelming to hear the enthusiasm. We have a Facebook group of over 275 members. We have a survey that we've used to mainly gather data just to see who's interested, who wants to be involved. And one of the questions we asked is if a quality public school in Midtown existed, would you send your kids there? And over 95% of the people said yes. And we have people who want to not only see this happen and want to send their kids there, but they want to help. We have more people wanting to be on our core team than we have spots for right now, which is a great problem to have.
How big a core team is it?
Right now it's about 5 people.
Okay.
And we know we'll need to add a couple people strategically to help once we identify a couple what direction we're going.
Is there a plan to form a 501c3 similar to what happened with the Hale Cook project?
We will. We've heard from a lot of people that that's the best first step for us to take, and so we're actually in the process of doing that right now.
You mentioned that there are several options, kind of 4 options being considered. Could you just very briefly sort of outline those for us so that folks know what we're talking about more specifically?
Yeah, I can. We establish core values that we want any pathway that we pursue to have, but then the 4 pathways that we've looked at as possibilities of achieving that are the first is to collectively improve and invest in a current Kansas City public school. The second option would be to, similar to what Hale Cook has done, to petition the Kansas City Public School to open a new school within Midtown. The third would be a charter school option where we partner with an existing charter school to open a Midtown location. And the fourth would be to start a new charter school.
And as you hear these options, as you hear sort of these early stages of the process, Ashley, what comes to your mind? Are there pitfalls that a group at this very early stage of the process needs to avoid?
Well, I think they've taken a really good first step by working with the community to understand what the needs and desires are. I think that's one thing that we took very seriously as well, and I think it's important to gauge interest, not just from parents who would likely send their children there in year one, but 5 years from now, the people that have, you know, a four-month-old and they're thinking about what to do in the future of their neighborhood, you need to build that level of investment over multiple years. And so I think they're being very strategic by engaging the community early in this conversation.
And can we be more specific about engaging the community? I mean, they've set up a Facebook page. It obviously is going to go beyond that. How did you engage the community in the Waldo Project?
So we've done a series of things, everything from canvassing the neighborhoods. We also had a survey out there. Part of our feasibility study, we surveyed over 550 families. We also hosted a series of community meetings where we had visioning exercises to talk to the community about what the future of their neighborhood looked like and what a future school could be and how it would help them not only stay in their community but revitalize aspects of the community that maybe we don't all think about because it maybe doesn't affect us personally, but when we get the collective together, it's some really powerful ideas.
I guess I'm curious about the timeline. The Hale Cook Project, 3 years, the school has opened. In 4 years, it will move into its own building. Are you imagining a similar timeline for this project?
Well, I would say we're hoping to meet maybe a little bit quicker, largely because not because Hale Cook has been slow. They haven't by any means, but more because all of us on the core team have children that start school in a year. And so for us, it's very personal to get a new school as quickly as possible. We do think that it will most likely not be a year from now. It won't be fall 2014. It would be fall 2015 probably before we're looking at a school really beginning.
And I might just add that Dr. Green did it within 9 months. So it took us 3 years, but we also had a change of administration and substantial upheaval in the district.
So it doesn't have to take that long.
I think if you went the public school way, there's a little bit more flexibility within the administration to make those decisions.
816-235-2888 is the number to call, 235-2888. Megan in Lawrence, good morning.
Hi, I am calling in support of any kind of exciting new, you know, educational option in the Kansas City, Missouri area. I live in Lawrence, but my husband and I talk a lot, and we love Kansas City. We love the neighborhoods, the boulevards. The houses are so gorgeous, and exactly the kind of neighborhoods we would want to live in. But we can't go because of the unaccredited school system. And it just breaks my heart that, you know, this is a place I would love to raise my family, and we are kind of prevented from doing so because there isn't an option. Right now, our kids are entering middle school and high school, and I don't even see any charter real options in the Midtown area for middle school or high school. Are there charter schools in that part of the community for the upper secondary and upper elementary groups, the middle school aged kids? And the other thing was, and if you move to Kansas City, a lot of times you have to factor in the fact that you will pay for the private schools, and that takes it out of your, you know, our financial comfort zone. We're paying for private schools, or we could be saving for college. So it's kind of a tricky thing for us. But I love Kansas City, and I'd love to move there if we could make it happen.
Megan, I appreciate your call, and I'm sure that there are others who feel the same way Megan does. Andrew?
Yeah, Megan, I would start by saying you're not alone. I think in the last few months as we've been having conversations, it's not just with parents who already live here and say we need more options, better options now. We've talked to a lot of people who want to move into Midtown but face the same challenge that you do. And so I think that's part of why the community's really come together is to say we want this not only for the people who are already here and want to stay and make this their long-term home, but because people want to live here and want to move here and have more options.
Megan, thanks again for calling. I wonder if the plan last week that was announced to sell the Westport Middle School to developers, does that have any impact on your plans? It's sort of right in the heart of the area you're talking about.
It is. I don't think it does impact our plans. We kind of felt like we just weren't at the point yet of being able to even really consider a building. We still feel like we're at the beginning of the process. And I think that the plans right now as they are for Westport Middle School are great. I think that they'll be positive for our neighborhood and for our community. And I think, you know, if and when we need a building, we'll have other options available.
We should note, by the way, that we'll be having a conversation about the sale of the Westport Middle School building and the repurposing of closed Kansas City, Missouri schools tomorrow here on Central Standard. I wonder, and I ask this both of Ashley, who's involved in the Waldo Project, and of you, Andrew and Kristen, about the Midtown Project. You mentioned the concerns about boundaries and about diversity. You want to have diversity in the in this new school, whatever form it ends up taking. Having said that, you know, obviously there's a lot of energy that you all as young, active, engaged parents are pouring into a project where some might raise an eyebrow and say, you know, if that energy were put into the parts of the district where the distance to the nearest school may be just as far, the need for support financially is even greater, that could have a really profound impact on Kansas City schools. How do you respond to that?
I think we've always started with the idea of whatever we did was just starting with one school, that it would be replicable to other schools throughout the district, that what our focus was is not necessarily on opening a new school, but on creating a new culture of parent and community engagement, that we need to own our public schools as an entire city and not just as the few parents in our neighborhoods that are actually sending their children to public schools. So taking that sense of ownership and pride and making sure that we all claim these schools as our own as an important part of the sustainability of our city is really part of what our long-term goal is. Now, we're starting with one school, and we have a long way to go, but we do believe that that's part of a multi-year strategy.
Sure. Andrew?
And I think it's also an issue of recognizing that we need to work at an appropriate scale. The school district is a large institution with a long history, and the three of us and our circles of friends and community members, we might not be able to fix all the problems of this district, but we do have some ideas of what can work for our communities.
Well, I want to thank our guests, Andrew Johnson and Kristen Littrell. They're both members of the core team of the Midtown Community School Initiative. And Ashley Hand, she's been part of an effort already underway in opening the new school, which will move into the Hale Cook Building next year, is already functioning as a school down at Hartman Elementary. Thanks to all of you for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll shift gears and talk about the world of microfinance. You know, those loans of $25 or $50 that are supposed to have a profound impact on people's lives in developing countries. Do they really matter, or are they a gimmick? We'll talk to someone who went to check out where his money was going. That's all coming up after a break. I'm Brian Ellison. You're listening to Central Standard on KCUR.